Randy texts on
Randy.
Randy.
God, where do I start? I know where to start. The reason I'm here in this room today is the power of God. But I started 3 years ago today. Well, technically 3 years ago, the 11th, which was on a Thursday. But it was a Saturday, 2022. I came in here with a 30-year porn addiction. And it has ravaged my life in so many ways. But if you ask me, well, how so? The first thing that comes to my mind is spirituality. I felt emotionally dead. I was, although I didn't have much to compare it to, because of my horrible trauma from childhood, teenage years, and on, I felt dead anyway. But the porno just, I guess, induced it, if that's the proper word. It was just, it was god-awful, and I tried to stop on my own before coming in this room. I tried to stop for 7 months. I was already in trauma therapy for 4 years before I even came in here. And although it addressed some issues of my trauma, it did not address this horrible addiction I had, which got worse. I mean, I was watching this stuff. I'm starting to watch in public places. And I only did that because in my addict mind, well, if I watch it in public places, I won't act out on my own privately. But that is the illness. So I came to this room on a Saturday, 2022, June 11th. And one of the reasons I'm here also is because of Tim. He was the first person I talked to. He was the first phone number I got. And I acted out that night. And when I woke up the next morning, I thought to myself, I didn't even think. My soul was just on fire. And I made up my decision, or something made it up for me. That was it. I was done. And here I am 3 years later, no porno. And 62 days later, because of this program, no masturbation either. So I'll be celebrating that 3 years, August 11th. However, I just came in here to stop watching pornography. And but that's all I knew. But once I stopped, that's when the journey began. And one thing I wanted to share was, I thought was important, was a key word for me. So once I got sober, I had to pull myself out of the victimhood that somehow there was a better life waiting for me. Somehow, some way. I wasn't sure what. But now, since I was sober, I had to deal with the withdrawal. And the problem I was having, I didn't believe in withdrawal. I thought, how can anyone withdraw from this? Alcohol, meth. I used to be a meth addict, so I stopped that. I stopped all these hard drugs. I wasn't even eating fast food when I got into this program. But and I was going to the gym 5 days a week, and I was meditating, and I still am. I still do. But again, this horrible addiction left such a scathing scar, and I just thought, okay, what do I do? So much anger came up, and it took, and I don't want to say this to deter anyone, but it was for me, because I was in my late 40s when I got in this program. It took me 13 months to get out of withdrawal, and I remember where I was. It was July of 2023. And I was at work, and this, I guess it was about 7 days, this haze lifted. No more anger. I was actually calling people that were either in this program I had a falling out with or out of this program that I had a falling out with. And I was even walking around some of the offices at work throughout the later days and just obviously not addressing what I was going through, but just saying, hey, if I was ever acting like this, you know, I'm sorry, they didn't know what I was talking about, but at least some kind of remedy was happening. So this program definitely does work. I'm a product of it. Oh, thank you. product of it, and I like to come here, not I like, I need to come here every June to this room and pay it forward, because it is so important. I know, I'm assuming there's a lot of struggle in this room. I'm assuming there's a lot of trauma. I'm assuming that there is people that continue to slip or slip once and want to bash themselves for it. Mm-hmm. I just want to say, please don't. Please come. There is. Please come in. Keep coming, because it is just, you're saving yourself and you are pulling yourself out of the victimization that this disease continues to bring us down. You know, I had this phrase that I came up with actually walking from the car to this little building. And my life is not messy because of this addiction now. I'm in a relationship for the first time in 15 years. It's not a hookup. It's not somebody I saw for a week and a half. I've been with her for 10 months. The healthiest relationship. But I'm not high, so, but I'm not going to lie and say it's the happiest. But it's not the happiest because I'm not high. I'm based in reality. So when she pisses me off, I piss her off. I don't return. I don't have a buffer. I don't go to porn. I don't work it perfectly. There's fantasy when I look at someone that I'm interested in, or I go into fantasy of somebody of the opposite sex at times. But I learn to pull myself out of that. So as I was addressing this, my life is not messy, but life is messy. It is messy. And sometimes being sober, it feels worse. But the good thing is this. You can handle your problems easier and better, and you don't have to self-destruct to find a solution. You can just tap into the many tools of this program, which is, of course, the step work, outreaching, and most importantly to me, aside from higher power, is service. That is key. That is key in any program. I'm in two programs, and it is just, I bring the tools from this program to another program, and it is just really important to do so for me. And one thing that I always like to share is, and I catch myself doing this, that something else will save me. Another relationship, a better relationship, someone that can fulfill my fantasies that I used to watch in these pornographic movies. But it's not there. It's not there. Movies, regular movies, love movies, that doesn't save me. Nothing has saved me but tapping in, getting clear-minded, being of service, and the other things I just recently mentioned. That saves me. Nothing else will. And until I got in this program, I thought something else will save me. Porn, masturbation, another relationship, and at the bout of acting out with somebody online that I never met, that I get to FaceTime with. But that doesn't. It just brings, for me, a tidal wave of shame. And I don't have that shame anymore. And I cannot progress in life with that shame. It adds a bigger rock on my back and adds to the trauma that I continue to carry, and I continue to chisel at that rock, but I cannot. I stop chiseling when I think something's going to save me. It's not. It's 1 minute?
Yes.
I think so. It's a gradual process. There's nothing overnight that will resolve this, but continuing to go to meetings. And I remember getting into this meeting and I was in such horrible pain that my thought was, I will sleep in these rooms if they had a bed, because I was in so much pain. And I still sometimes, if I miss a meeting, if I miss something, a meditation, the pain just continues to grow. So I'm here for solace, and I hope all of you are here for the same. And that's my share. Thank you.